Welcome back to the Mark Ridge Show. Brad Young sitting in today. I've been reading a lot of the comments. If you want to actually watch the show, not that anybody wants to see me. Trust me, you don't want to see me. But people may want to see Sue Thomas or see how we put the show together. You could go to YouTube, put in Mark Ridge Show, and you'll go right there. Some of the comments, one person said, Brad Young's volume is low. And I wrote him back and I said, no one in my entire life has ever said Brad Young's volume is low. Those words have never been spoken before. So certainly my wife and kids are always saying, Dad, you're too loud. So it never been said before. Anyway, I wanted to make time to work in George Rosenthal today because, number one, talking to George is fantastic. I learn something every time I talk to George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. George, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And you're on a boat right now in Lake of the Ozarks. That's how much you care about being a part of the show. You're joining us from a boat.
I am live on a mile marker 3 on the north side, sitting in a cove, double anchored out. The kids are swimming and the dog's in the water with them.
Oh, that's the way we need to be doing it. I'm here working. You're on a boat.
I love you. I love you guys. I would never, ever say no to you guys, ever.
Well, thank you, George. And, of course, everybody knows George. He's one of the co-owners of ThrottleNet. And, George, for a lot of folks who go on vacation, maybe in airports, what kind of – are there any security risks when you go to the airport, security risks for your phone, Wi-Fi hotspots, plugging your phone in? What are some of the risks?
Oh, yeah. In fact, something that's fascinating, for about $600-$700 on the dark web, you can get a USB cable that looks exactly like any other USB cable you'd have for your phone. But the end that actually plugs into your phone, looks no different. It's not any thicker, but it has a little bitty chip in it that can do key logging, and then it saves that. So what they'll do is they'll plug this cord into the wall and walk away at the airport, and they'll just wait. And somebody will sit down, they'll see a cord sitting there, plug their phone in, and immediately now, I am now, what's called port jacking, I'm now immediately on your phone,
wow,
keylogging everything that you have on your phone. Then when you leave, a lot of times they'll leave the cable because they want to be nice for the next person. You come back and all that data is sitting on that cable. So you can, I would highly recommend a couple things. Get a USB cable that has data blocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a data blocker USB port. Do not attach to their Wi-Fi. I know everybody loves to use the airport's Wi-Fi. There are thousands of people on that Wi-Fi at the same time. Don't do that. Use your data and or hotspot, of course. The other thing is, if you need power, bring a power pack, you know, a little battery pack that's about the size of your hand. They're TSA approved. You can get a power pack. Do not plug that in. And do not do this, and don't ever get on your financial information in the airport.
Ugh.
Especially don't get on your financial information on the airplane, because now there's Wi-Fi on the airplane. So you have to take the same precautions on the airplane, because not everybody sitting next to you is a nice person. So I can get on that Southwest Airlines or Delta Airlines Wi-Fi, and I can start looking for anybody that's on my plane and start keylogging the same stuff.
Mm. And George, one of the things that I've been noticing, that when I go to the airport, because I follow your advice, okay? I'm tech savvy.
Yep.
I never join any Wi-Fi that I'm not 100% sure of. But if you go to the airport and you check what Wi-Fi hotspots or what Wi-Fi is available, a bad actor could be at the airport and setting up their own Wi-Fi network and call it Lambert Wi-Fi Free for All Guests. And it could be a hacker, couldn't it?
Absolutely. There's a little device. You don't even need this particular device, but if you go and get a Flipper Zero, just like Flipper the Dolphin, Flipper Zero, they're a couple $100. You can set up a complete Wi-Fi, anything you name it, anything you want, just like you said, and you can have it the exact same thing as Lambert, or and maybe you change a character to make it a little different. But then you invite people on, and I can start keylogging everything, and I can see everything that they're doing. So that's why I don't like going on public Wi-Fi, especially at the airport. Yeah, I know we always talk about like Starbucks or, you know, public Wi-Fi at a restaurant, but this is thousands and thousands of people at an airport all on the same network. So your odds of finding somebody that's logging onto their bank information or credit card information is very high. So if I'm a bad guy, that's a great place to go and steal information.
Target rich environment. You know, at my house, I've got two Wi-Fi channels on my Wi-Fi. One I've called FBI surveillance team, and the other one I've called Department of Homeland Security. So the only reason I did it is because my neighbors, you know, if they're checking for Wi-Fi, they're going to go, well, what? The FBI surveillance team is in our neighborhood? What? And of course, I'm just doing it to mess with them. But the point being is that if you're a bad actor, you can call your Wi-Fi anything you want, including something that sounds safe and innocuous, and then you can actually grab someone's data when they log into your Wi-Fi.
Yes, and one other thing that's crazy, you know the skimmers that are on, that bad people put on gas pumps, or they put inside of a gas station, and when you put your credit card in, it'll steal your credit card information. They're called skimmers. They're doing the same thing now at USB ports and outlets. They mimic the outlet of the airport, and they'll go and just pop a skimmer on, let everybody plug in for the day, come back, pull the skimmer, and all that data is saved in that skimmer. That's why I don't like plugging into anything that's inside the airport at all. And if you need power, bring a power pack. If you need data, use your hotspot. I know it can be a little crazy if you got kiddos watching Netflix or something like that, but maybe you up your data plan for that, just for that trip, and then you bring it back down to what you had when you come back. But it's worth doing that, because, and everybody says, oh, it'll never happen to me. It's happening constantly, thousands and thousands a day. And not just identity theft and all of the other bad things that happen, but taking all your money immediately while you're on vacation, scamming your credit cards and being able to use them while you're on vacation.
Yeah, I want to get to that. We're talking to George Rosenthal, one of the co-owners of ThrottleNet. Full disclosure, my law firm uses ThrottleNet. We love ThrottleNet. I'm not being paid to say that I love ThrottleNet, but I've got my whole law firm using ThrottleNet, and they're fabulous. And George, you mentioned credit cards, and one of the things that I've seen, and I don't know if this is anything that you've encountered or know much about, but RFID scamming, where people can remotely read credit card numbers. Is that a real thing?
Yes, it's absolutely a real thing. Again, I go back to that little device called the Flipper Zero. It's about the size of your palm. If it's in your pocket, I can walk by anybody nearby, and if your cards are in a wallet, as I'm walking by, it's reading all of those chips that are in your cards, immediately saving it to the Flipper Zero. I can then go online and start spending money or doing whatever I need to do. So that's why I carry a wallet that's got metal sides to it, and it blocks any type of RFID reader. So that nobody can just walk by me in a crowded place and steal all my information.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've actually looked at some RFID wallets on Amazon, and what I've done, and let me know if you think this is a good idea, before I bought mine, what I've done is I looked at the reviews, because just because some wallet manufacturer says it's RFID proof doesn't mean necessarily that it is. So I've gone through and I've read through the reviews where there's really smart guys like you who have actually tested it, and they'll say whether it is or is not RFID proof. Is that a good idea to read the reviews before you buy it?
Absolutely, because a lot of these things are copied over in China, and they're sold to anybody at very low prices, meaning they'll copy what's called an RFID protector, but it's really not doing anything. They'll lower the price to make it really compelling, and then all of a sudden you get this cheap knockoff, and it does nothing for you. And again, you know, there's going to be a lot of people downtown for 4th of July fireworks. You are standing shoulder to shoulder with total strangers that can do a lot of crazy things these days. It's not 1985 when you used to go down to the VP Fair. So when you go down there, make sure you have something that protects your credit cards, and, you know, make sure you're not having any type of guest Wi-Fi attached just because you're down. You're down out there on the grounds and you think you need Wi-Fi. Use your data on your phone and make sure you have your credit cards protected.
Very good. George Rosenthal, man, you may have saved someone's financial equity today because of what you told them. That's how important this is. You could have saved their financial resources just by being on our show today. And the lake, how's the weather at the lake today?
It's absolutely beautiful, and thank goodness the rain is gone. So yay, everybody's done with the rain. It's very nice. The water's warm, and it's definitely busy. Let's put it that way.
Well, get back to hanging out with your family, George, and we will talk to you soon. George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. Great to talk to you, my friend.
Great to talk to you guys as well. Happy Independence Day, and I hope everyone has a safe one.
Fantastic. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Talk to you later.
So, Sue, there's really just no end to the way thieves, criminals, and bad guys are creating ways to steal your money.
Yeah, they're really creative. If we put that force to good, think what we could do.
Yeah, I had a ex-brother-in-law, my sister's ex-husband.
Oh, okay.
He was a crook. And I'm not going to mention his name. He was a crook. And I always thought, you are so smart.
Yeah, if you were to, yes.
And you spend so much time trying to figure out how to steal somebody's money, if you applied that to good, you'd make a fortune and you wouldn't have to be a bad guy.
Boy, that's the truth. That really is the truth. And we've had George on a lot lately because it just gets worse.
Right. But I don't think a lot of people understand this idea of the RFID reader with credit cards. And I've seen a demonstration. Mm-hmm. I saw a live demonstration one time where a guy was standing on an overpass.
Ooh.
And when the cars were driving below him, he was reading their credit cards.
Holy cow.
And he had a reader, and the credit card numbers were just popping up on his LCD screen.
Wow.
on his RFID reader.
That's scary.
And so, yeah, people have to take precautions. And especially when we're traveling this weekend or going downtown and enjoying the fireworks, it's just have common sense. But what I think is the beauty of what George told us is these are issues that a lot of folks may not have even been aware of. Everybody on the planet knows there are computer viruses and hackers out there for computers. But I don't think a lot of us realize that those same bad actors are going after our phones as well.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
And going after our credit cards. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, I've got some, I want to go through some additional stuff here today. My stack of stuff is truly enormous. But one of the things I want to talk about is the cases that the Supreme Court is going to take up for the next term, because there are some massive issues that the Supremes will be deciding in the next term, just as they did in the current term. Brad Young sitting in today for Mark Reardon. Stick around on 97.1 FM Talk.